The people have said this, you can't have an intimate relationship with God and fear him at the same time. And whoever made that up obviously isn't married, because I have an intimate relationship with my wife, but I do respect her tremendously. I fear her, if you will. And the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord in this sense. There's two kinds of fear, and the one we need to stay away from. There's a fear that drives people away. Well, hi there. Welcome back. Today we're going to take a look at chapter 9 of Proverbs. And this is in all of our quest to learn what wisdom looks like. It's an expression of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life, and it enables us to reign in life. In case you've forgotten, when we talk about reigning in life, we're not talking about ruling over people. We're not talking about lording it over people. We're talking about money doesn't control us. We control it. Relationships don't govern our lives. We manage them for the glory of God. All these aspects of life are to be reigned over by people that live in divine wisdom. So here's the first thing that I want to start with chapter 9, and it's really just the first verse. And I want to take just a moment to talk to you about it. It's verse 1 of chapter 9. It says, wisdom has built her house. She has hewn out her seven pillars. I don't know if that stands out to you, but it stands out to me in this sense. It is the nature of wisdom to build. This is fascinating to me, because the Lord is always looking for productivity. It's not like he's a workaholic. It's not like he's, you know, has the whip trying to inspire us to get something done. It's not that. It's that we were designed to create. We were designed to produce. We were designed to bring increase. If you remember the parables of the talents and the minas, both of those are sums of money. And in both cases, the people who were entrusted with something and they didn't bring any increase, those were the ones that were judged. Everyone else was rewarded according to their productivity. And the interesting part of those stories is the reward was not 2 weeks vacation on the beach in Hawaii, as much as that would be nice. The reward was greater responsibility. So the Lord thinks differently than we do. So wisdom has built her house. Wisdom builds. When we look at house in Scripture, a house can represent a family line, House of David. It can represent a nation, House of Israel. It can be House of God, the place where we meet together to worship. But it also can be a family line. It could also represent what we do in our life for occupation and or ministry, that there is a household mandate given to a particular family. So when the Bible talks about a house, it's talking about multiple things, and wisdom is what builds it. The reason that's significant is that things that wisdom builds are not easily torn down. Shaking comes, and wisdom brings a stability to anything it builds. Let's move on down to probably a controversial, at least for some, controversial part of this subject. In its verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. I don't know why the fear of the Lord has, people seem to think the fear of the Lord is not important anymore. And the verse that they'll quote is out of John, that there's, where there's love, there's no fear. Yeah, I get what they're trying to say, but the people have said this, you can't have an intimate relationship with God and fear him at the same time. And whoever made that up obviously isn't married, because I have an intimate relationship with my wife, but I do respect her tremendously. I fear her, if you will. And the Bible talks about the fear of the Lord in this sense. There's two kinds of fear, and the one we need to stay away from. There's a fear that drives people away. It causes them to run. It causes them to shut down. But here's a fascinating thing about the biblical fear of God. It endears us to him. I fear him. It endears me to him. I draw near as the child. I draw near as the one who is completely dependent upon him. Bobby Connor told us this years ago. He says, many of us have become way too familiar with a God we hardly know. and those who know him well fear him well. And it's important that we maintain that. Why? Because that's actually the beginning of wisdom. It's like if you're going to build something, you've got to have a strong foundation. Well, that foundation right here is the fear of God. You want wisdom? You want to build a life that represent him well? You want the legacy, a family line that goes on generation after generation? It starts with the fear of God. It starts with how we converse, our language, the way we speak about it. We're not careless in our descriptions of him or of other people. It's really important that the fear of God be central to how we approach life. And then there's just one more thing that I want to bring to your attention, and that's back here at the, it's down here in verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. Now remember, the previous chapter talked about the woman of wisdom and how it was used to build and construct. And it sat at the gates of the city, if you remember, shouting that there is a way of wisdom that helps to define the nature of city life, the way a city is built, a purpose for that community. Well, here we find in verse 13, it says, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple. She knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. Listen to this. On a seat by the highest places of the city. So in every city, there are seats, there are elevated places where there is the voice of wisdom and there is the voice of foolishness. And unfortunately, as we look in city after city around the world, we see where so many leaders have been feeding off of this woman right here, this woman of foolishness who brings absolute chaos and disorder into community life. And often it's the way of the popular vote. And it has nothing to do with divine wisdom. Divine wisdom builds something that cannot be torn down. It lasts for multiple generations. And what the Lord's inviting us into is to live, even in our homes, gate, again, is a place of authority. Even in our homes, in our businesses, our churches, there are places of authority that exist in each of those places. And we have access to the voice of wisdom. We have access to the voice of foolishness. It's important for you and me to make a distinction that says, you know what? I'm choosing the fear of the Lord, which is the way of wisdom. This is where I'm going to start with. And I'm going to anticipate God working in and through me to build something that lasts. To build something that lasts. All right. I bless you with that. I pray that that the Lord would bring such clarity of heart and mind, and that the fear of the Lord would actually be a delightful part of life and not something that we dread. Join us next week for chapter 10. It'll be a great opportunity to explore wisdom again.